Well, good morning.
Tere hommikust kõigile.
What a joy to be with you on this beautiful Sunday morning.
Väga suur rõõm on olla teiega siin pühapäeva hommikul.
And especially a joy to be with Rod and Kaia and their family.
Ja väga eriline rõõm on olla koos Rodi tema abikaasa nende perega lastega.
And to see Pastor Ago again.
Ja näha jälle Pastor Agot.
He was with us in our church about a year or so ago.
Ta oli meie koguduse juures umbes aasta tagasi.
And we enjoyed his ministry.
Ja me väga nautisime tema teenimist seal.
And when the invitation came for us to come and be here,
ja kui ta kutsus meid siia,
it was really a joy for my wife and I to be able to respond to that invitation and to spend these days here in your church.
Ja meil oli väga hea meel võtta see kutse vastu ja veeta need päevad siin koos teie kogudusega.
I want to open God's word this morning.
Täna hommikul tahaksin avada Jumala sõna.
To a familiar passage.
Ühest tuttavast kirjakohast.
Found in Matthew's Gospel chapter 6.
Mis on Matteuse evangeeliumi kuues peatükk.
And if you have your Bibles, I'd encourage you to turn there. We're going to consider this passage.
Ja kui teil on ka piiblit kaasa, siis ma julgustan teid seda nüüd avama.
Beginning to read at verse 5.
Ja loeme salmist 5.
And down to the 9th verse, and I'm going to ask you to read it.
Nii et ma olen siis alates salmist 5, kuni 9 esimene osa. Ja kui te palvetate, siis ärge olge nagu silmakirjad sead, sest nemad armastavad palvetada sünagoogides ja tänavanurkadel, et olla inimestele nähtavad. Tõesti, ma ütlen teile, neil on oma palk käes. Aga sina, kui sa palvetad, siis mine oma kambrisse ja lukusta uks. Palvetama isa poole, kes on varjatud, ja su isa, kes näeb varjatudki, tasub sulle. Palvetades ärge lobisege nii nagu paganad, sest nemad arvavad, et neid võetakse kuulda nende sõnaohtruse tõttu. Ärge siis saage nende sarnaseks, sest teie isa teab, mida teil vaja läheb, enne kui te teda palute. Teie palvetage siis nõnda.
I've learned over the years that there are times when you have to turn to an expert.
Ma olen aastate jooksul aru saanud, et mõnikord peab pöörduma ekspertide poole.
You need to turn to someone who knows what to do and how to do it right.
Kellegi poole, kes teab, mida teha ja kuidas seda õigesti teha.
When it comes to repairing my car.
Näiteks, kui ma parandaks oma autot.
I can do minor repairs.
Ma oskan mõige väiksemad asju ise teha.
But then something happens and I have to bring in an expert.
Aga siis võib midagi sellist juhtuda, kui ma pean pöörduma eksperti poole.
I don't know that much about cars.
Võib-olla ma ei tea nii palju autodest.
And so I turn to somebody who really knows about them.
Ja ma pöördun siis selle inimese poole, kes tegelikult teab rohkem kui mina.
From childhood I have been interested in taking things apart.
Ja lapsepõlvest alates mul on meeldinud asju nagu lahti lammutada.
But I've learned that I know more about taking things apart.
Aga ma tean, et ma oskan tegelikult rohkem neid lammutada.
That I know about putting them back together again.
Kui need pärast uuesti kokku panna.
And so I've had to bring in an expert from time to time.
Nii et aeg-ajalt olen pidanud ka ekspertide poole pöörduma.
This morning we are going to the absolute top level expert on the subject of prayer.
Täna hommikul me pöördume selle poole, kes on tegelikult täiesti tippekspert palvealal.
I have prayed for most of my life.
Enamus oma elust ma olen palvetanud.
And I would not claim to be an expert.
Ja ma ei väida, et ma olen selle alal ekspert.
There are so many things about prayer I do not know.
On nii palju asju palvest, mida ma ei tea.
And I often feel inadequate.
Ja tihti lugu ma tunnen ennast puudulikuna.
And I'm not an authority on prayer.
Ja ma ei ole palvelal mingi autoriteet.
And so this morning we turn to Jesus' teaching on prayer.
Ja täna hommikul me vaatame, mida Jeesus õpetab palvest.
No one in history has ever had a better understanding of prayer.
Kellelgi ajaloos pole olnud palvest paremat arusaamist.
No one has ever believed more in the power of prayer than Jesus did.
Keegi teine pole uskunud palve väesse nii palju kui Jeesus seda tegi.
When his disciples watched Jesus praying,
kui tema jüngrid vaatasid, kuidas Jeesus palvetas,
as they were able to observe his prayer life,
kui nad said jälgida tema palveelu,
they came to Jesus one day and they said, Master, teach us to pray.
Nad tulid üks päev Jeesuse juurde ja ütlesid, et isand õpeta meid palvetama.
And here in Matthew chapter 6, Jesus has been teaching to great crowds.
Ja siin Matteuse kuuendas peatükis Jeesus on õpetamas suuri rahvahulki.
They're along the shores and in the hills overlooking the Sea of Galilee.
Nad on Galilea järve ääres, mägede ja orgude vahel.
And in the three chapters, Matthew 5, 6 and 7, we have the Sermon on the Mount that Jesus preached.
Ja Matteuse 5, 6 ja 7 peatükk on ka mäejutlus, mida Jeesus jutlustas.
And Jesus' message of the Sermon on the Mount is that God is doing something new.
Jeesuse sõnum mäejutluses oli see, et Jumal on tegemas midagi uut.
The nation of Israel was steeped in religion.
Iisraeli rahvas oli läbi imbunud religioonist.
There was much religion but very little relationship with God.
Väga palju oli religiooni, aga väga vähe suhet Jumalaga.
In fact, if you read the Gospels, you see that Jesus often confronted the religious leaders.
Kui te loete evangeeliumi, siis Jeesus tihti peale esitas väljakutseid usujuhtidele tolleaegsetele.
And the main theme in Jesus' message is that religion had actually brought harm to people.
Ja Jeesuse sõnum oli ka see, et religioon oli inimestel tegelikult pigem kahju teinud.
Religion had actually driven people away from God.
Religioon oli inimesed Jumala juurest minema ajanud.
And the religious leaders had found ways to twist the word of God.
Ja need tolleaegsed usujuhid olid õppinud Jumala sõna nagu väänama.
And they used the law of God to condemn others and justify themselves.
Nad väänasid seadust niimoodi, et see mõistis teisi hukka, aga neid mõistis õigeks.
They had turned their religious observance into a show designed to honor themselves and bring attention to themselves.
Nende religioossed toimingud olid selleks, et endile au tõmmata ja nagu välja näidata mingisugust showd.
So religion is about an outward show.
Nii et religioon on enda jaoks üks välja näitamine, väline näitemäng.
And the new kingdom that Jesus was bringing in was about the heart.
Aga see uus kuningriigi sõnum, mida Jeesus rääkis, oli südamest.
It was not about religious respectability.
See ei rääkinud religioossest austusest.
It was about a relationship with God.
Vaid suhtest Jumalaga.
It was not about showing how holy a person could look.
See ei olnud sellest, kuidas inimene võiks püha välja näha.
It was about an intimate connection with God.
Vaid ühest intiimsest osadusest ja kontaktist Jumalaga.
In Matthew chapter 6 verse 1, Jesus begins this section with a warning.
Mattuse 6:1 Jeesus alustab ühe sellise hoiatusega.
He says, "Be careful not to do your acts of righteousness before men to be seen by them."
Hoiduge aga, et oma vagasid tegusid ei tee inimeste ees, et nemad teid vaataksid.
And Jesus says, if you do that,
Jeesus ütles, kui te seda teete,
then you will have no reward from your Father which is in heaven.
Siis ta ütles, et siis teil pole palka taevaselt isalt, kes teile muidu palka annaks selle eest.
To the Jews of that day, there were three great works of the religious life.
Tolleaegsetele juutidele oli kolm religioosset toimingut, mida nad tegid.
There was giving to the poor.
Vaestele annetamine.
And then there was prayer and fasting.
Palve ja paastumine.
And all three of these are good and necessary elements of godly living.
Need kolm asja on tegelikult väga vajalikud Jumala kartlikuks eluks.
What troubled Jesus was that the religious leaders of his day were practicing these things to bring honor to themselves.
Aga mida need religioossed juhid oligi tegid oli see, et nad tahtsid sellega endale au tõmmata.
It was not about their relationship with God, it was about putting on an outward show.
Nad ei näidanud sellega oma suhet Jumalaga, vaid pigem seda, et nad väliselt näeksid head välja.
And there's something wrong about that at several levels.
Ja see on mitmel viisil halb ja vale.
But Jesus is concerned that the reward that they would receive would be so inferior to the reward they could have gotten.
Jeesus näitas ka seda, et see tasu, mis nad sellest said, oli palju vähem kui see, mis nad oleksid võinud saada.
And we're going to look at that in a few moments.
Me vaatamegi seda mõne minuti pärast.
Our focus this morning is on one of these three practices of godly living.
Ja me keskendumegi ühele nendest kolmest jumalakartliku eluviisist.
I want to talk to us this morning about prayer.
Ja ma tahaksin rääkida palvest.
And specifically this morning, we're going to hear from the expert on prayer that there is one thing that you can do.
Ja me tahame just pöörduda palveeksperdi enda poole, et on üks asi, mida saate teha.
And if you practice this one thing consistently,
ja kui seda asja teete pidevalt,
it will revolutionize not only your prayer life, but it will bring rewards to your life that nothing else can.
See mitte ainult ei rikasta teie palvelu, vaid toob ka sellise tasu, mida miski muu ei saa teile tuua.
It is such a simple practice.
See on väga lihtne.
But it will make a profound difference in your life.
Aga see tõeliselt võib teie elusid muuta.
And so I want us to go into this passage.
Ja ma tahangi selle kirjakoha juurde pöörduda.
In verse 5, Jesus says, and when you pray,
Salmis 5 ütleb Jeesus, kui te palvetate.
Notice it's not if you pray, but when you pray.
Tähendab, ta ütleb, teie palvetage siis nõnda, mitte, et kui te palvetate.
Jesus assumes that everyone will pray.
Jeesus eeldabki, et kõik palvetavad.
And Jesus is going to contrast two kinds of prayer.
Ja Jeesus siis teeb ühe toobe kontrasti kahe palveviisi vahel.
Both of them are forms of prayer.
Mõlemad on küll palveviisid.
But one of them misses the point of prayer altogether.
Aga üks neist ei saa üldse palve eesmärgile pihta.
And sadly misses the rewards that real prayer can bring.
Ja sellel ei ole ka kahjuks seda palve tulemust või tasu.
The first kind of praying is pretty much a waste of time.
Esimene palveviis on nagu üks aja raiskamine tegelikult.
The second type of praying brings great reward.
Ja teine palveviis toob suure tasu.
And so Jesus says, when you pray, don't be like the hypocrites.
Jeesus ütleb, et palvetades ärge olge nagu silmakirjatsejad.
The word hypocrite in the original language comes from the world of theater.
Ja sõna silmakirjalikus tuleb tegelikult teatriga seotud sõnavarast.
The word hypocrite literally means to speak from under a mask.
Silmakirjalikus tähendab, et sa oleks räägiks nagu maski tagant.
An actor on a stage would play several parts.
Näitleja laval mängib mitut rolli.
And so he would switch the masks to indicate which part he was playing.
Ja ta oli seal laval ja ta vahetas need maske vastavalt sellele, mis rolli ta mängis.
And so Jesus was saying, when you pray, don't put on a mask.
Jeesus ütles siis nendele, et kui te palvetage, siis ärge pange endale maski ette.
Don't just play a part.
Ärge mängige mingit osa.
Because prayer is not about putting on an act.
Sest palve ei ole mingisuguse osa näitamine, näitlemine.
Prayer is not just putting on a show for God or for men.
Palve pole see, et sa näitad inimestele mingisugust näitemängu.
And as Jesus spoke these words, everyone in the crowd knew that he was talking about the religious leaders of the day.
Ja kui Jeesus rääkis rahvahulkadele, nad said aru, et Jeesus rääkis tolleaegsetest usujuhtidest.
The religious leaders of the day were very concerned about being religiously respected.
Nad olid nende jaoks oli väga tähtis olla austatud inimeste ees.
They wanted everyone to know how holy they were.
Nad tahtsid kõik teaksid ja näeksid, kui pühad nad on.
And so they would make sure that at the prescribed times of prayer,
ja nad tegid kindlaks selle, et kui oli kindel palveaeg,
they would just happen to be in a place where more people could see them.
Ja nad olid seal kohas, kus liikus palju rahvahulki.
Jesus uses an interesting term in verse 5.
Salmis 5 kasutab Jeesus väga huvitavat terminit.
He refers to those who pray on the street corners.
Ta kasutab sõna, et need, kes palvetavad tänava nurkadel.
In the original language, it's literally the intersection of a broad street.
Originaalkeeles oli tegelikult see, et nad olid ühe suured ristmiku peal nii-öelda.
It was where there was the most traffic and the greatest visibility.
See oli koht, kus oli kõige suurem nähtavus ja kõige suurem liiklus.
Jesus was referring to people who wanted to be seen by as many people as possible when they were praying.
Jeesus vihjas sellele, et need inimesed palvetasid seal, kus need kõige rohkem inimesi näeks.
These were people who wanted other people to be impressed with how holy they were.
Need olid inimesed, kes tahtsid endale au selle eest, et nad näitasid välja, kui pühad nad on.
And it worked. People were impressed.
Ja see toimis inimestele avaldas see muljet.
And Jesus says,
Jeesus ütleb selle peale,
if your goal is in praying is to impress people, then that's what you're going to get.
Et kui teie eesmärk on saada inimeste poolt austust, siis selle te ka saate.
And Jesus says, they have received their reward in full.
Nad on juba oma tasu täiel mõõdul kätte saanud.
There is no other reward.
Mingit muud tasu nad ei saa.
If you want people to be impressed with how good you pray, then you've got everything you wanted.
Kui sa tahad saada imetlust selles, kuidas sa palvetad, siis sa oled selle kõik juba kätte saanud.
People will be impressed.
Inimestel avaldab see muljet.
People will applaud you.
Nad plaksutavad võib-olla sulle.
And if you want to use prayer that way, that's up to you, Jesus says.
Ja kui sa tõesti tahad niimoodi valvetada, siis on ka sinu mure nii-öelda.
But don't expect any other reward or any other benefit from prayer.
Aga ära eelda mingisugust muud tasu või mingit muud tulemust sellele palvele.
And so Jesus says, that's how not to pray.
Ja Jeesus ütleb, et niimoodi me ei peaks valvetama.
And you would expect that Jesus would then say,
ja ta võiks eeldada, et Jeesus ütleks nüüd niimoodi,
when you pray, just make sure you have the right motives.
Et palvetage nii, et teil oleks õiged motiivid.
These religious leaders had prayed with the wrong motive.
Religioossed juhid palvetasid valede motiividega.
You would think that Jesus would then say, well, just pray with the right motive.
Ja võiks arvata, et Jeesus ütleb, et palvetage õigete motiividega.
You would think that Jesus would say, it doesn't matter how you pray.
Et Jeesus ütleb, et ei ole tähtis, kuidas sa palvetad.
It doesn't matter where you pray.
Et ei ole tähtis, kus sa palvetad.
Just pray with the right motivation.
Lihtsalt palveta õige motivatsiooniga.
But Jesus doesn't say that.
Aga Jeesus ei ütle seda.
What Jesus does say is that where you pray,
Jeesus ütleb seda, et see, kus sa palvetad.
The location that you pray is important.
Et on tähtis see, kus sa palvetad.
I want us to see this morning that Jesus is not just giving us good advice.
Ja ma tahan öelda, et see Jeesus ei tee siin, meil anna meile siin head nõu lihtsalt.
He is the expert on prayer and he is giving us a directive.
Ta on palve ekspert ja ta annab meile lausa juhtnööre.
He says, when you pray, go into your room.
Ütleb, et kui sa palvetad, siis mine oma tuppa.
And close the door and pray to your father who is unseen.
Ja pane uks kinni ja palveta isa poole, kes on nähtamatu.
Most of the houses in Jesus' day were simply one room.
Tol ajal oli majades ainult üks tuba enamasti.
The people would live outside of the house, but at night they would go in and sleep in that one room.
Inimesed elasid küll seal päeval seal toast väljas, aga kui tuli ööaeg või õhtuaeg, nad läksid sinna tuppa magama.
But off the main room would usually be a closet or a pantry.
Aga samas oli ka seal mingisugune kamber.
And there would be a door on that pantry to keep out mice and thieves.
Ja sel kambril oli ka uks, et hoida eemale hiiri ja vargaid.
And it's interesting to me that for Jesus, the necessary thing for genuine prayer was to find a room with a door on it.
Aga Jeesus jaoks oli kuidagi tähtis nagu see, et leia üks kamber või tuba, kus on uks.
In Luke chapter 11,
Luuka 11,
the disciples were observing Jesus in prayer.
Jälgisid jüngrid, kuidas Jeesus palvetab.
And it's on that occasion that they asked Jesus to teach them to pray.
Ja selles peatükis ka nad paluvad teda, et ta õpetataks palvetama.
But Luke specifically states that Jesus was in a certain place praying.
Aga seal öeldakse, et Jeesus oli ühes kindlas kohas palvetamas.
And Luke lets us know that there were certain places where Jesus would go.
Ja Luuka evangeelium ütleb, et Jeesus käis kindlas kohas palvetamas.
And the disciples knew what those certain places were.
Ja jüngrid ka teadsid, kus ta käib.
And they were the places where Jesus would go to pray.
Ja need olidki need kohad, kus Jeesus käis palvetamas.
We know that Jesus had no house or closet.
Teame, et Jeesusel ei olnud maja või kambrit.
But he had certain places depending on the region that he was in, and those became his prayer room.
Aga tal olid kindlad kohad, sõltuvad sees, kus ta parasjagu viibis, ja need olidki tema palvekambrid.
Bible commentators note that one of the uses for the Jewish prayer shawl was that you could cover yourself and make a prayer closet.
Ja üks, mida piibli uurjad on avastanud, on see, et juutide see palve, sall või rätik, mida nad peavad enda pähe, see nagu eraldab ka need inimesed, et saavad ka moodustada sellest nii-öelda palvekambri.
And so if you didn't have access to a room with a door,
ja kui see oli olnud mingid kambrid, kus uks kinni panna,
you could create this prayer closet.
Ja sa võisid ise luua enda jaoks sellise palvekambri.
Where you would shut out the world and the distractions around you.
Kus sa said nii-öelda selle välismaailma nagu kinni katta ja need segajad ära blokeerida.
So however you do it,
ükskõik, kuidas sa seda teed.
Find a space where you can close the door behind you.
Leia üks koht, kus sa saad ukse enda jalalt kinni panna.
Where you can be away from the people and the distractions.
Kus sa võid olla eemal inimestest, segajatest.
So that you can be alone with God.
Et sa võiksid olla oma ette üksinda koos Jumalaga.
That's where prayer happens most effectively.
Seal on palve kõige effektiivsem.
I asked the question, what is behind Jesus' directive here?
Ja küsin küsimus, et mis on selle soovituse või selle juhtnööri taga nii öelda?
There are some practical things that we take from this.
Me võime sealt teha praktilisi järeldusi.
One of them is that most of us find distractions completely disable us from making a vital connection with God.
Enamus meist on kogenud, et kui on mingi segaja või siis me ei suuda Jumalale ennast eraldada.
I have found that almost any kind of minor distraction can disrupt a time of prayer.
Ma olen avastanud, ükskõik milline väike häiriv tegur on minu palvet suutnud katkestada.
Most of us are unable to fight distractions.
Enamus meist suuda nagu nende häirijate faktoritega võidelda.
And so Jesus says, don't fight the distractions, avoid them.
Jeesus ütleb ka, et ärge nüüd võidelge nende häirivate teguritega, pigem minge neist eemale.
Find a private, undisturbed place.
Leidke üks privaatne koht.
And go into that place and close the door so you won't be distracted or interrupted.
Ja minge sinna ja pange uks kinni, et keegi saaks teid segada.
But there are other things that play into Jesus' strategy.
Aga on ka veel asju, mida Jeesus selle tahab meil öelda.
Doing what Jesus asks us to do here requires some action on my part.
Ja et teha seda, mida Jeesus ütles, ma pean enda poolt midagi nagu ette võtma.
There's some very deliberate things that Jesus is asking us to do.
Jeesus palub meid teha väga selged asju.
He says, go to the room and close the door.
Ütleb, mine oma tuppa ja pane uks kinni.
These are deliberate actions that require effort and decision.
Need on asjad, mis vajavad meil otsustamist ja tegutsemist.
It means I'm taking time.
See tähendab seda, et sa võtad selle aja.
It means I'm leaving the noise and the busyness of life behind.
Et sa jätad välja selle elu kiiruse ja selle müra.
I'm pulling away from all of the responsibilities of my life so that I can go into the room and meet with God.
Et ma panen kõrvale kõik oma elu kohustused, et ma saaksin minna sinna kambrisse, olla Jumalaga oma ette.
With all of the demands of life,
ja kogu kõikide elu nende nõudmiste juures.
Jesus is teaching us that prayer isn't something that you can just fit in at a convenient time.
Jesus õpetab, et palve pole midagi sellist, mida me lihtsalt kuidagi sobitame oma aega.
You actually have to take valuable, precious time in order to be with God.
Sa pead võtma selle väärtusliku aja, et olla Jumalaga koos.
The other reason is that once you identify that certain place,
ja veel üks põhjus on, et kui sul on see kindel koht,
and you begin to use it regularly,
ja sa hakkad seda regulaarselt kasutama,
that place becomes a holy place.
Siis see muutub üks pühaks paigaks.
It becomes a place where you meet with God.
See muutub paigaks, kus sa kohtud Jumalaga.
That ordinary room.
See tavaline tuba.
Maybe it's a spare room or a closet or a bedroom in your house.
Võib-olla see on üks varutuba nii-öelda teil või mingisugune või magamistuba, mis iganes tuba see on.
When you go into that room,
kui te sellesse tuppa lähete,
it prepares your heart to meet with God.
Siis su süda on valmis Jumalaga kohtuma.
Some people have asked the question.
Mõnikord on küsitud mult küsimus.
But can't I pray when I'm just driving to work?
Või mõni inimene küsib, et kas ma ei võiks palvetada nagu autos teel tööle?
And the answer is yes.
Vastus on jah.
Can't I pray when I'm out for a walk or exercising or washing dishes?
Kas ma ei või palvetada siis, kui ma käin kõndimas või kui ma pesen nõusid?
Can't I pray when I'm writing an exam at school?
Kas ma ei või palvetada siis, kui ma näiteks eksamit teen tööl? Või koolis, vabandust.
And I would say the answer to each of those questions is yes and yes and yes and yes.
Iga küsimuse vastus on jah, jah, jah.
Of course we can pray anytime and anywhere.
Loomulikult võime palvetada ükskõik ja millal iganes.
But those are never a substitute for undisturbed time behind closed doors with God.
Aga see ei asenda seda eraldatud aega Jumalaga, kus me oleme ukse kinni tõmmanud.
It's possible for us to talk to God all of our lives and never feel connected to God in an intimate way.
Me võime kogu elu Jumalaga nii-öelda rääkida, aga samas me ei koge seda intiimset kontakti temaga.
The connection comes when you go to your room, you close the door and you pray to your Father who is unseen.
See kontakti me saame siis, kui me läheme oma tuppa, paneme ukse kinni ja palvetame oma isa poole, kes ei ole nähtav.
For those of you who are married,
need, kes teist on abielus,
you know that in marriage you can do a lot of talking and never really connect.
On te teate seda, et abielus võib väga palju rääkida, aga samas mitte saavutada kontakti.
You can talk about paying the bills and home repairs and the schedules of the kids.
Te võite rääkida arvete maksmisest, laste koolitamisest ja nii edasi.
And never really have a heart connection until you take time together.
Aga samas ei saavutada südame kontakti enne, kui te ei võta seda aega, et olla oma ette.
So what Jesus is getting at is really the essence of prayer.
Jeesus tahabki jõuda palve tuumani.
However we view prayer.
Ükskõik, kuidas me palvet nagu vaatleme.
The heart of God is that I willingly, intentionally take time to be with him.
Aga see on aeg, mille me tõest otsustame võtta, et olla koos temaga.
Notice what Jesus says here.
Ja pange tähele, et Jeesus ütleb.
He says, then your father who sees what is done in secret will reward you.
Ta ütleb, et isa, kes näeb teid seal, tasub teile, kes näeb nähtamatut.
The word reward is an interesting word.
See sõna tasu on väga huvitav sõna.
In the original language it means literally to repay or to pay back.
Originaalkeeles tähendab seda, et tagasi maksta või maksta tagasi.
Jesus is saying to us that there are rewards when you go into your room, close the door and talk to God.
Jeesus ütleb, et kui sa lähed sinna palvekambrisse, siis Jumal tasub sulle.
There are payoffs and riches that you gain that you will not realize any other way.
Sellised tasud, mida sa ei saa mitte mingil muul viisil.
When you pull away from the demands of life,
kui sa eraldad ennast elu nõudmistest,
when you make time to be alone with God,
kui sa võtad selle aja, et olla Jumalaga oma ette,
and you do that in an undisturbed, uninterrupted way,
ja sa teed seda täiesti segamatult,
there are rewards that come to your life that come in no other way.
Siis Jumal tasub sulle viisil, mida sa mitte kunagi muidu ei saaks.
It's interesting to me that Jesus didn't specify what the rewards are.
Huvitav on see, et Jeesus ei räägi, mis see tasu on.
And I wonder if he just wanted the disciples to discover it for themselves.
Ja ma mõtlen, et kas ta tahtis, et jüngrid ise seda teada saaksid.
So the question is, what do you do when you get into the room and you shut the door?
Nagu kogemuse läbi, et mis siis juhtub, kui sa lähed sinna tuppa, sa paned selle ukse kinni.
What does prayer really look like?
Milline see palve siis on?
First of all, Jesus tells us what it doesn't look like.
Ja Jeesus ütleb meile ka seda, milline see palve ei ole siis.
In verse 7 he says, and when you pray, don't keep on babbling like the pagans.
Salmis 7 ta ütleb, et kui te palvetate, siis ärge lobisege nagu paganad.
They think that they'll be heard because of their many words.
Sest nemad arvavad, et neid võetakse kuulda nende sõna ohtruse tõttu.
It's the idea of just mindlessly repeating phrases that have become meaningless.
Kui sa hakkad lihtsalt korrutama neid selliseid fraase või laused, mis mille jaoks ei ole mingit mõtet enam.
Jesus is saying prayer is not just a religious exercise.
Jeesus ütleb, et palve ei ole üks religioosne toiming.
Prayer is the means to intimacy with God.
Palve on tegelikult intiimne osadus Jumalaga.
When you come into that room and you close the door, you'll find that your heavenly Father is waiting just to be with you.
Ja kui sa lähed sinna palved kambrisse, siis Jumal ootab sind seal ja tahab sinuga just seal kohtuda.
And so when you come to God, you don't have to use a lot of words.
Ja tuled Jumale juurde, siis sa ei pea palju sõnu kasutama.
You don't have to convince God about things.
Sa ei pea Jumalat veenma asjades.
You don't even have to be focused on asking God for things.
Ja sa ei pea ka keskenduma sellele, et temalt midagi paluda.
Jesus says in verse 8, your father knows what you need before you ask him.
Jeesus ütleb ka salmist 8, et isa teab need asju enne, kui te neid palute.
And so when I come into that room,
et kui ma tulen sinna kambrisse
and I get behind closed doors,
ja panen ukse kinni,
I don't need to come to God to inform him of my concerns.
Ma ei tule sinna selleks, et Jumalat informeerida oma muredest.
He already knows what they are.
Ta juba teab, mis nad on.
I don't need to try to convince him to give me what I need.
Ma ei pea teda veenma selles, et ta annaks mulle neid asju, mida ma vajan.
He already knows what I need.
Ta juba teab, mida ma vajan.
And you might say, well, but doesn't Jesus say that we're to come to him with our needs?
Aga sa mõtled, et kas Jeesus mitte ei öelda, et tulge ja tehke oma vajadused teatavaks
Jumalale? Doesn't the Bible tell us to be bold and persistent in prayer?
Kas Piibel mitte ei õpeta meid, et olla palves julged ja vastupidavad?
In Luke chapter 11, Jesus talks about the neighbor who needs a loaf of bread at midnight and he goes and he wakes up his neighbor.
Luuka 11 jäägib Jeesus selles, kus üks naaber läheb teise juurde ja koputab ukse, aga nii kaua, kui ta saab selle leiva temalt, mis ta vaja on.
And he won't go away until he gets what he needs.
Ta lahku ennem, kui ta saab selle kätte, mis tal vaja on.
And Jesus used that as a model for prayer.
Ja Jeesus kasutas ka seda palvemudelina.
And here Jesus says we don't even have to say a lot of words because our Father knows what we need.
Ja siin Jeesus ütleb seda, et me ei peagi kasutama palju sõnu, sest me isa teab, mida me vajame.
That sounds confusing.
Kas see pole mitte segadusse ajav?
Which is it?
Kumb siis on?
Both of them are different aspects of praying and both bring us back to the central point of prayer.
Ja ka mõlemad on olulised tegelikult ja mõlemad toovad meil selle palve tuumani.
The central point of prayer is intimacy with God.
Palve tuumaks on lähedane osadus Jumalaga.
And so we allow the difficulties of life to bring us to God.
Me laseme elu rasketel olukordel tuua ennast Jumala juurde.
And we allow the good times of life to bring us to God.
Ja laseme ka headel aegadel tuua ennast Jumala juurde.
And when life is running as life runs, it still brings us back to God.
Ja kui elu läheb nii, nagu ta läheb, siis sa ikka toob meid tagasi Jumala juurde.
Because the point of prayer is that we are created by God for a relationship with him.
Sest palve eesmärk ongi see, et me oleme loodud osaduseks Jumalaga.
And prayer is the point of intimacy and connection with God.
Ja palve on see, kus me saame temaga kontakti luua.
And Jesus says that happens behind a closed door when I'm alone with God.
Jeesus ütleb, et see juhtubki siis, kui sa paned seal kambris oma jalalt ukse kinni, oled Jumalaga kahekesi.
What I love about this is that it's so simple.
Mulle väga meeldib see, et see on niivõrd lihtne.
It's something that every person can do.
See on midagi sellist, mida iga üks saab teha.
I don't have to be good enough or holy enough before I can come to God.
Ma ei pea olema enne piisavalt püha või piisavalt hea, et Jumal ette minna.
Finding intimacy with God is as simple as finding a room with a door that closes.
Jumalaga läheduse leidmine on sama lihtne kui leida üks tuba, kus sa saad ukse kinni panna.
If you've got a room with a door, then you have all of the necessary equipment for prayer.
Kui sul on tuba, millel on uks, siis sul on kõik vaja, mis vaja palveks.
You have all everything you need for a relationship of intimacy with God.
Siis sul on olemas kõik see, mis on vaja, et Jumalaga saada lähedast intiimset kontakti.
And when I regularly go in and close the door, I don't need to use impressive words.
Ja kui ma lähen sinna tuppa, siis ma ei pea kasutama mingisid suuri sõnu.
I just come to my heavenly Father and I spend time with him.
Ma tulen seda oma taevas isa juurde ja veedan temaga aega.
And as we close the door to be with our Father, here's a pattern that Jesus gives us.
Ja kui me paneme selle ukse kinni, siis Jeesus annab meile sellise mudeli, mida me võiksime teha. Järgida.
Our Father, hallowed be your name.
Meie isa, pühitsetud olgu sinu nimi.
That's worship.
See on ülistamine.
Your kingdom come, your will be done. That's surrender.
Sinu riik tulgu, sinu tahtmine sündigu, see on alistumine temale.
Give us this day our daily bread. That's the requests that we have, the needs that we have.
Me igapäevast leiba anna meile tänapäev, see on see, et me kanname oma vajadused tema ette.
Forgive us our debts. That's about forgiveness.
Anna meile andeks meie võlad, see tähendab, et me palume oma need vead andeks.
Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. That's protection.
ära saada meid kiusatusse, vaid kaitse meid kurja eest. See on see, kui me palvetame kaitset.
And so Jesus says, when you get in that room and you close the door,
Jeesus ütlebki, et kui sa lähed sinna kambrisse, pead ukse kinni.
Come to your heavenly father with worship.
Sa tuled oma taevasisa ette teda ülistades.
Come to him with surrender.
Alistudes talle.
Come to him with the requests that are on your heart.
Tuled tema ette oma soovide palvetega.
Come to God to seek his forgiveness.
Tuled tema ette, et leida andestust.
Come to God and ask him for protection.
Et saada temalt kaitset.
And we come to God with all of these and we open our hearts to hear from him.
Ja me tuleme kõige nende asjadega Jumale ette ja avame oma südame talle.
And for some people in this room, you have discovered the secret of what Jesus taught here.
Mõned teist on juba selle saladuse kätte saanud, millest Jeesus siin räägib.
Perhaps it was years ago.
Võib-olla selle aastaid tagasi.
Or maybe it's a recent discovery for you.
Mõne jaoks võib-olla on see alles hiljutine avastus.
But you've come to realize the amazing rewards of getting into a room with God and just spending time with him.
Aga te olete saanud teada selle, milline imeline tasu on sellel, kui sa võtad selle aja ja oled Jumalaga oma ette seal palvekambris.
Perhaps for some of you this is an entirely new idea.
Mõne jaoks võib-olla on see täiesti uus idee.
Maybe the idea of getting alone with God hasn't even really crossed your mind.
Võib-olla sa pead tulnud selle pealegi, et sa võiks Jumalaga kahekesi aega võtta.
But can I remind us this morning?
Aga ma tahaksin teile meelde tuletada täna.
That we've gone straight to the expert on prayer.
Et me oleme läinud tegelikult palve eksperdi juurde.
And he teaches us and directs us on this point of prayer.
Ja ta õpetab meile, ta näitab meile just seda palve osa.
Because his desire for us.
Sest see on tema igatsus meie jaoks.
Is that we would experience the incredible rewards that come when we learn this lesson.
Et me saaksime kätte selle imelise tasu, kui me õppime selle ära.
So how many of you have a room with a door?
Palju teil teist on tuba, millel on uks?
Then you can practice this week.
Et te saaksite seda selle nädal praktiseerida.
And you practice it again and again and again.
Ja ikka ja uuesti jälle praktiseerida.
And it becomes a pattern of your life.
Ja see muutub teie elu lahutamatuks osaks.
And you realize the secret of what Jesus was saying.
Ja te mõistate, mis saladus see on, millest Jeesus siin räägib.
And you begin to experience the incredible rewards.
Ja te kogete neid imelist, seda imelist tasu.
Of intimacy with God.
Milleks on Jumalaga lähedus.
I'm going to ask the worship team to come as I pray this morning and close this message and pray in prayer. Let's pray together, shall we?
Palvetaksime koos ja lõpetaksime selle osa.
Father, we bow before you this morning.
Taevane Isa, me kummardame sinu ette täna.
We come to a God who wants a relationship with us.
Me tuleme Jumala ette, kes tahab meiega lähedust.
And Lord, it's amazing to me that you want a relationship with me.
Isa, see on minu jaoks imeline, et sa soovid minuga osadust.
I'm amazed that you call me to a place of intimacy with you.
Mind hämmastab see, et sa kutsud mind ühte kõrvalisse paika koos sinuga.
And Lord, thank you for the rewards that come to my life when I simply do what you've asked me to do.
Isa, ma tänan sind nende tasude eest, mida sa mulle annad, kui ma lihtsalt teen seda lihtsat asja.
And Lord, I pray for those who have found the secret of prayer.
Palvetan ka nende eest, kes on leidnud juba palve saladuse.
I pray that you would help them not to grow weary in praying.
Ma palvetan, et sa aitaksid neid mitte väsida selles.
Not to give up.
Mitte alla anda.
Not to make it not to simply set it aside.
Mitte lihtsalt panna seda kõrvale.
But Lord, to continue to make it a priority to go into a room, close the door and seek your face.
Vaid see oleks nende jaoks esmatähtis, et võtta see aeg sinuga ja panna see palvekambri uks kinni.
But Lord, I especially pray for those today.
Jumal, palun eriselt nende eest täna.
Who have not yet learned the secret of intimacy with you.
Kes ei ole veel õppinud, mis on see intiimne lähedus sinuga.
Who've not yet carved out time every day to spend time behind closed doors with you.
Kes veel ei ole võtnud seda aega, eraldanud seda aega päevast, et sinuga seda veeta.
I pray that the Holy Spirit would speak to their hearts this morning.
Palun, et püha vaim räägiks just nende inimeste südametega.
And that we would hear the voice of Jesus.
Et me kuuleksime Jeesuse häält.
Who said, go into the room and close the door.
Kes ütleb, et mine sinna palvekambrisse, pane uks kinni.
And pray to your father who is unseen.
Ja palu oma isa, kes ei ole nähtav.
And if you pray to your father who is unseen.
Ja kui sa palud oma isa, kes ei ole nähtav.
He will reward you openly.
Ja tasub sulle avalikult selle
eest. I pray, Father, that every person in this room.
Ma palvetan, et iga inimene, kes siin täna on.
Would experience the wonder of that.
Kogeks selle imelisust.
And the rewards of that.
Ja selle tasu.
In Jesus' name.
Jeesuse nimel.
Amen.
Amen.